Brain Sync, a sound approach to conscious evolution. To experience the effects of this extraordinary technology, stereo headphones are required. And now, Kelly Howell.
In each of us dwells an infinite power, the root of the universe. Virtually every religious tradition and culture reveres this divine cosmic power because when it awakens in the individual, they have a direct spiritual experience of their divine self. This primordial cosmic power is Kundalini, which is within us and around us always. Swami Muktananda once said that when the inner Kundalini is awake, it turns us inward to our soul and to our source, the divine. It offers an opportunity to uncover who we are, where we come from, and where our home is. It is the beginning of the spiritual journey that enables us to experience the inner spiritual world. If you're new to the concept of Kundalini, you're probably wondering, what is it? What happens when it awakens? Is it dangerous? Will I become enlightened? How will I know that it's awakening? Will it change my life? To help you get the most out of this program, we'll address these and other frequently asked questions about Kundalini. On track two are instructions on how to correctly perform the breathing and chakra opening techniques, which you'll want to listen to before practicing the meditation. And on track three is the guided meditation. To begin, Kundalini is the ancient Sanskrit word that literally means she who is coiled. Kundalini is the primordial cosmic energy in every individual, which lies coiled like a serpent at the base of the spine. It exists in two modes. One is actual, and the other is potential. When this energy is aroused, even partially, we open up to higher levels of creativity, inspiration, and well-being. It's widely believed that all talents, creativity, and mystical experiences are based on the activation of Kundalini energy. Gopi Krishna, who attained a state of enlightenment and wrote extensively about the Kundalini experience, said, "Every person who is a psychic, a genius, or an enlightened sage has an awakened Kundalini to a greater or lesser extent." Kundalini is also called Shakti, which is the highest power available in our cosmos. In India, Shakti is worshipped as the supreme goddess. Shakti creates the universe and is the universe. Today, scientists are studying this mysterious energy, so we now know a lot more about it. According to many experts, Kundalini is responsible for animating all the unconscious activities of the autonomic nervous system, such as the heartbeat and the breath. Kundalini is already awake, alive, and running through our bodies because it is the life force energy that makes our heartbeat and breathes our breath. But when we contact the inner Kundalini through spiritual practice, such as meditation, some of this power is transferred from the unconscious activities of the nervous system to conscious awareness. As the inner Kundalini awakens, the energy uncoils from its home at the base of the spine and travels up through the chakra system, cleansing and purifying the entire being. When it reaches the pineal gland, it feeds the brain, activating higher levels of awareness, intelligence, and creativity. When Kundalini fully awakens, it's called samadhi, or enlightenment. But it's rare for Kundalini to fully awaken without many years of practice and preparation. However, most people who meditate regularly have mystical experiences arising from Kundalini. As you practice this meditation daily, more and more Shakti will be available to you. You'll discover many enlightening experiences, because when Shakti awakens, even if only partially, she brings profound gifts that will enhance your entire life. Because Kundalini experiences are often very powerful and mysterious, there is a natural tendency to fear what we do not know. When people have spontaneous Kundalini experiences, it's difficult to find someone to talk to about them, let alone explain what's happening. This confusion is often translated into fear. The great mass of pure creative energy that is Kundalini resides within you and is already a natural part of your being. If you approach this magnificent power with reverence and respect, there is nothing to fear. Dr. Lee Sinella, one of the foremost clinical researchers of Kundalini, says, "The pathway of Kundalini can be blocked anywhere along its upward trajectory. We can look upon these blockages as stress points. Thus, in its ascent, the Kundalini causes the central nervous system to throw off stress. When Kundalini encounters these blocks, it works away at them until they are dissolved. As Kundalini makes its ascent towards the brain, it dissolves inner and outer obstacles to experiencing more of our untapped potential. Allowing Kundalini to transmute this karmic debris will free your life of many unpleasant circumstances and personal patterns. If in your meditation an emotionally charged memory or concern comes into awareness, this is an opportunity to clear it. You can ask for the issue to be healed and transformed. When you sincerely surrender your problems to Shakti, transformation is inevitable. There are a number of ways in which you'll know that Kundalini is awakening. We'll touch upon the most common signs, but keep in mind that your experience of Kundalini will be very unique to you. We'll start with your physical body, because the body is intrinsically involved in the Kundalini experience. A common sensation is feeling waves of energy moving like a tide up and down your spine, or even from head to toe. You might notice tingling sensations as the Shakti begins to enliven and awaken your cells. It doesn't matter if you feel Shakti pouring down from above your head or rising up from your toes. Be open to simply feeling the energy wherever it travels in your body and in whatever direction it appears to move. Sometimes, your whole body can shimmer with energy, or you might notice a delicate buzzing vibration at different chakra points. These sensations might seem odd, but they are usually deeply pleasurable. Another unusual physical sensation that can occur is a sudden jolt of energy as the stronger current of Shakti clears through energetic blocks in your system. These little jolts are not unpleasant. If this happens, don't be alarmed. In time, the current will smooth out and your nervous system will grow accustomed to holding more Shakti. Another way to know that Kundalini is awakening is through the emotional body. Feelings of love, profound gratitude, and an overwhelming sense of awe or wonderment are clear signals that the life-giving energy of Kundalini is moving through your body. As Kundalini travels up the spine towards the brain, it activates the pineal gland and begins to open the third eye. This opening can take many forms within your meditation experience and also in your daily life. In meditation, you might have vivid sensations of light, both within and without, or you might sense that you are in close proximity to a celestial being or divine presence. A brilliant, life-changing realization can suddenly burst into your mind, or you can contact a fountain of knowledge that can continue to unfold for days or even years after the initial contact. In your daily life, you may discover that after a few months, something very important in the physical world actually shifts in a positive direction. Or you might find that a repeated behavior, physical complaint, addiction, or habitual worry falls away. At the very least, you'll notice heightened levels of creativity, greater clarity of thought, and enhanced states of well-being. With all this said, it's important not to strive towards attaining any of these experiences. The solitary goal of meditation is to train the mind into deep silence. It is from the matrix of a quiet mind, a mind devoid of thoughts, that Kundalini emerges. This takes practice, patience, and dedication. The great Sufi poet Hafiz wrote a poem called The Still Cup. For God to make love, for the divine alchemy to work, the pitcher needs a still cup. Why ask Hafiz to say anything more about your most vital requirement? The brainwave frequencies on this program will help slow down your brain activity and your thought processes. But you'll also need to pay attention to when your mind wanders away from the meditation and gently bring it back. This is where your work will bring immeasurable rewards. As Shakti feeds your brain, your life will flourish. It is often said that when Kundalini awakens in your body, whatever you desire and need comes to you. This is very true because Kundalini burns away old karmic patterns that have hindered our ability to express our gifts and fully enjoy life. As you learn to quiet your mind, you'll cultivate more Shakti. This will bring newfound creativity and vitality. You'll feel inspired and you'll inspire others. All this positive energy naturally brings grace and blessings into your life. When the goddess of creation is alive and running through your body, she creates incredible beauty. From this fertile ground of being, what you need will come to you with deep magic and mystery that the conscious mind could never plan.